top Rashi in the Dalam of Beis, calls man shememashish b'mitzvah b'teinim. Every time you touch the tree, shenem yisbashem b'basachas, the nature of figs is they don't ripen at one time. Each day a little bit. Every day you're always able to get more food from the tree. He gives a cover to the person for the fact that he's learning. So Malos Chen means to bring Schein onto those who learn it. Rashi types in. So, for the love of the Torah, you become like a fool. To leave away your needs, your things that you deal in, well, the roots the Dvar Halacha and run to the Dvar Halacha. So I didn't tell you that the Maaseh of the Blazer tells her. But coming through the, so he was walking by the yeshiva. The two bachim talking and learning. So yeshiva had French windows. Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't forget a story like that, right? Okay. Lo yachrech, it's weiter. Okay. So holding in a second. Why the second medium sized line? I just finished Rashi. Second line of the medium sized lines. Tanadir Bei Rav Onan. My deceive Rechve Asonos Tsucharos Yoshe Almidin Bahoch Alderich Sichu. So it's a pasuk in Shiras Devaro. So Rechvei Asenus Elam Tamidei Chachamim Shemahalchem Ear to Ear Medina Medina Lomo Torah. So they travel. They're willing to go into to learn Torah. Tzacharos Sheoisa Oisin Osok Kitzarayim. That the Torah by doing that makes them that they shine like the Tzarayim. Yoshal Medin. They sit on Din. Shadon and Din Emes. They're able Lamita. They're able to be done Din Emes Lamita. We spoke about what's Tosis tells, you know, what's a din emes? What's a din emes lamita? It's a true din and a true din to its truth. And so Tosis, there are cases where you could, if you're following all the rules, all the properties, everything makes sense based on that. But you have a feeling that it's not emes. So you're misalik yourself from that situation because it won't be an emes. It'll be emes because everything fits according to all of the letters of the law, but something's wrong. It doesn't make sense. So it's not emes lamitzoi. V'holchei, that's referring to elu bali mikro, that they're just starting the journey. Al derech, the elu bali mishnah, sichu elu bali talmud, shekol sichos and divrei Torah. They get to that point, they're able to constantly be able to discuss the words of Torah. What's the pasuk? Lo yachrech remia seidoi. So we darshan lo yachrech is lo yichya v'lo yarech. Lashon of yurches is yichya and roich is lashon of orich. Lo yichya v'lo yarech yamim tsayid haramoi. That a person who is a fooling huntsman. So you capture a lot of things, but if you don't some way tie them down, so you look like you're being very successful. At the end of the day, you're not really being very successful.
Hello, good morning, Rabbi Kramer. Hello, good morning, Ken Chris.
So a person who learns a lot, but he doesn't do chazara, so the result will be, he looks like he's got a guy who's, you know, got a lot of Torah, but the result is that just a remorse. Because it's not real without Chazorah. Rav Sheshes takes the same posik. It's not a lashon of Ramai. It's not the Tzayid Haramoi. Yachrech. So, so he's darshing the lashon of lashon of orum, which means like crafty, but crafty not necessarily in a negative sense. He's darshing lashon of yachrich, is lashon of not like the chicken of lo yichye v'lo yarech, but rather it'll be he will be oruch. Kiosr Dimi Amr, what does it mean? Moshul Tzayid Shitzotzi Parim. It's a tzayid who's catching birds. Imrishan Rishan, each one as he catches them, Mashaber Kanofov, he breaks off the wing that it can't fly away. Mishtamr, so he has a lot of birds. Imlav, Ein Mishtamr. If not, he has nothing to maintain. So you keep chazering everything that you get, you do a little bit, you chazer, do a little bit, you chazer, then you'll be able to maintain. Omer Rava, Omer Avskara, Omer Rav Huna, my deceive, Hoyne, the Pasuk says, Mehevo Yimot, Vechevitz Al Yod Yarbe. So what does the Pasuk mean? Yimotan Terosu Chavilis Chavilis, he makes into piles and piles, he tries to grab tremendous amounts of Torah at one time. So if he tries to make lots of hevel, it means hevel piles. You try to make your riches by making piles, so yimot it'll become less. But because ayad, person gathers by handfuls at a time, yarba will increase. Amr, also Rava. What?
Rava.
Yeah. Amr Rava, Yadi Rabbanon Lahamilsa, V'Avri Allah. It says that the people know this, but they don't always keep to this rule. They try and catch too much at one time. Amr Nachman, V'Yitzchok, Anno, Avalitza, V'Kayim, B'Yodoy. But I did it, and it worked for me. I was able to have my Torah maintained. Zakrashi. Third line, lo yachrich lo chikin darshle lo yichya v'lo yarech. It's a contraction of two words of lo yichya, yichya lo yichya and yarech. Tzayr of Moshe Marba begirsa v'en mechazola. He has a lot of learned a lot, but he doesn't do chazor. Shesh zomer einzer ramai halo shoyt. That person he's not tricking anybody. That's not the point of it. It's not trickery, but rather it's a shoyt. So that's not the pasuk. A person who gathers handfuls at a time, who haramoy v'orim b'davar. So he says that's considered crafty in a good sense, that he's smart. It'll work for him. Kitzayit haramoy, like the crafty huntsman, shemeshaber gaf rishon, he breaks the wing one at a time, each one at a time. When he captures the bird, shall yivrach, it should be able to run away, fly away. He's the one who's able to eventually roast the birds and eat them. So, but the pasuk is lo yachrich. The pasuk is being read as a question. Lo yachrich, he will not. Lo yitzla v'yachli, he won't be able to roast. Such a person won't be able. Of course, he'll be able to roast. He'll be able to have what to eat. I learned a little bit, after I felt I had it down well. Then I went back and I learned the next halacha. So instead of learning a large amount at one time, I did one at a time. Tarabonin. Ketzer Seder Mishnah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klai Yisrael what was the order? So Moshe Laman B'Piach, where Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Rebbe Shlomo, he received the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in the Oil Moed. Then Nichlas Aaron, Rishon Aloy Moshe Pirkei. Aaron would come in and Moshe would teach Aaron that lesson that he learned, that section, I guess is a good word. Okay. Nistalak Aaron with Yashav, the small Moshe. So then Aaron would sit down on the left of Moshe. Nichus of one of then Aaron's sons, Elazar and Yisamar, would come in. Mishanel had Moshe Pirkud. Moshe Rabbeinu would teach them that their section, I mean that section that they deserve to hear. Nistalak Ubanov, then they stop. Originally they were sitting in front of Moshe. They would move to the sides. Elazar Yashav, Yamin Moshe, would sit on Moshe's right. Mitomer is the small Aaron on the left of Aaron. So Moshe Aaron in the middle, and they're flanked by by Aaron's two sons. Now Rav Yehuda Amar Lo'olam Aaron the Yamin Moshe. Aaron was the Yamin Moshe. So I think the Mashiach says that Shalat Tanakama. Why should Elazar be in Moshe's right? Aaron should be in Moshe's right. When nobody else is there, the correct place for a person to sit would be to the left. Because that when somebody walks in, the Moshe's on the right and Aaron's on the left. It shouldn't be the other way around. When Aaron's on the right, Moshe's on the left. So when nobody else is there, Aaron has to go to the left. So now the question is, should Aaron switch places when Elazar and Yisamar come in? Right? So should Aaron then switch to the right and then put... Or should he... because of the tirch of Aaron, we leave Aaron where he is. Moses says no. He actually has to switch. Okay. After that, Chazer benichtusu zakenim. So the Sheba's zakenim would come in. Mishanel and Moshe Pirkin would teach it to them. Nistalkos zakenim and nichtus. They went off to the sides. Nichtusu kolah. Mishanel and Moshe Pirkin. Moshe would teach them. All of Klai would come in. He would teach them what he learned. Nimsu biyat Aaron arbo. So Aaron has heard the halacha four times, once directly to him, then to the sons, then to the zkenim, and then to the am. Biyat bonam shleishu, biyat zkenim shnayim, biyat kol om echon. Nitzal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu would then leave. Mishanel had Aaron pirka, Aaron would repeat the lesson. So now everybody's heard it one more time. Isalak Aaron, they would then leave. Mishanel and Bonav Pirkan, then Bnei Aaron would repeat. Isalak Bonav Shanel and Zkenim Pirkan, then Zkenim would repeat it. Nimsi Biyadakol Arboa, everybody heard it four times. Mikano Merubi Eliezer Chayv Adam Lishnais Lashavas Latamido Arboa Propamim. So he has to teach his Talmud four times. Mikavachar Ma Aaron Shalman Mivip Moshe. If the Rebbe is Moshe and the Talmud is Aaron and the source is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you still need to do it four times. So for plain individuals, so much more so, you have to review it a few times. So the Rebbe Eliezer says four times and that's it. You got to keep repeating until the Talmud gets it. Teach it until they have it clearly in their mouth. Then the pasuk is place it in their mouths. Okay. Manayan Shechayv Laharis Leponim, you have to show him the face of the item, not your face, but the face of the item, give it a clarity of understanding. Shenemar Ve'ela Hamish Vadimash Tosim Levdehem, you place the Mishpatim in front of them. Okay. Fine. Furthermore, Kasha, on the Seder Mishnah, Malik Meru Kulam Mimashah, why don't we have a Mishnah being repeated all the times? Where it says, "Kedilachle covered the Aaron." This way, there was a cover given to Aaron that Aaron would be the teacher also. Ulbanov, we covered this Canaan. Where it says, "Okay." Why did he say, "Benayel Aaron, Benigrim, and Moshe"? let Aaron come in, hear it from Moshe. With Ayla Bonav, then Aaron's sons will come in. Religion will be Aaron. With Ayla's Canaan, with the for me Bonav. Relays of the Gemino Lechulu Yisrael, and then they'll go and they'll teach it to all of Klal Yisrael. So let Aaron come in, hear from Moshe Rabbeinu four times, which he has to do. Then he'll turn around and teach it to his sons four times. And they'll turn around and teach it to the Skanim four times. And they'll turn around and teach it to Klal Yisrael four times. Moshe Nakim and the Moshe Mipia Gevura, Gomar, Mistayim Milse. Since he heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain special element which he's going to bring to the situation, which we want that every year directly from Moshe at least one time. Okay. Omer, we said before, Yehuda Omer, Lailam Aaron Lamin Moshe. Aaron has to be Lamin Moshe. Chayzer, he would Lamin Moshe Chayzer, he would switch his seat to go to the Yamin of Moshe. Keman Oslo, the Mor says, Hodatanya, we learned the Brisa, Shloisha Shoyim Halchim Ederech, the people three Tamir Chomim traveling. Harav Be'emsa, the Rebbe's in the middle. Begolo Be'emino, the greater of the two Talmidim, is on the right. Be'kotten Be'smoler, the cotton is on the left. So that's the Chorat of Yehuda, Shid, Lemer, Yehuda, Hebel, Rabbonah. Phil Tamer, Rabbonah, Mishum, Tircha, the Aaron. Oh, the Mor says it. Okay. So the Rabbanan agree that if you're setting up the Chachila, there's three people in the Chachila, so the correct procedure is to put the Rebbe in the middle and the greater Talmud on the right. But in the case where Aaron came in all by himself, he goes to the left, and then we don't ask him to switch to the right. Okay, famous Gemara. We pray to Habalil Ha'u Talmud, prayer had a Talmud, Dabitonu Le Arba Me'a Zimni. He would teach it to him 400 times and he would absorb it. So there was a school in New York called Chush, you know, it's for children with special needs. So like their big theme is this Gemara that he took him taught it 400 times till he gets it. So once the head of the school was speaking in Cleveland, they asked Gifter to come. So Gifter spoke first, of course. So he picks this Gemara. He says, "What's maintained? What do you think?" We prayed to the God of the door was teaching this, you know, Aleph Beis. It was his greatest Talmud, and he was teaching it 400 times. Each time, it giving it to another layer, layers and layers of Talmud Teira, deeper and deeper and deeper. Like, you know, not the Nebuchadnezzar who can't get it even 400 times. I don't know, but it's the greatest Talmud, and he's teaching them deeper and deeper each time. So the Rabbi gets up next time. That was his drusha, but he was going to do the Gemara all the way around. Now what do I do? He said, "To get up, he's there. What do I do now?" You know. Is that sort of gift to learn this Gemara, not the way it's learned, the standard way that it's learned. He's teaching, you know, taking his. You see how deep Torah is and how far you can go in Torah. A person has to learn Torah to the depths of Torah, 400 layers of Torah. So Yom Echad, B'yua the Milsa the Mitzvah. One time, a prayer was needed for a mitzvah purpose. So he told his Talmud, you know, I'm going to have to leave, possibly leave early. So the Mor totally of Legomer, he taught it to him, it didn't go in. So the prayer to ask the Talmud, what's the difference? Once they told you that they're going to need you, so my concentration was affected because I kept thinking now you're going to start leaving, so I didn't have the full focus. I'm like, have daitech, we asked the thought, come, let's focus and I'll teach it to you. How did Tanu like Dalamei Azimni Achrin? He did 400 more times. Now, the Baskel came out and rewards for this tremendous effort that you did. Do you want to gain 400 years in your life? the tisku at bedarcha la'oma the osi. You want you and your generation to be zaycha to olam haba. Amalei deniski ana bedarai la'oma the osi. Amalei lehen lakadosh baruch hu. Hashem told the malachim tenu loy ze zu bezu. He picked the right one, so you get both. Right. Okay. Zakrashi. Yeah. Kate said the Mishnah up the second Rashi in the nearer lines. Kate limdu Yisrael Torah Balpeh. When Moshe was teaching Klaus on the Torah Balpeh, it was the Torah Shabbat, it was being taught Balpeh. So how'd it go? So first he sat down in front of Moshe, facing him. You should see your Rebbe. All of them, as they're receiving it, so they're sitting in front of the Rebbe, and then they. Yeah. So Yosef was from Moshe. The Tanya Amahal Limin Rabbi raised a boor. To sit on the right is improper because you're on the right and the Rebbe is on the left. That which he taught Moshe taught to Aaron, he then repeated again to the children. So Rehuda says that Aaron moves. Now that the Elazar and Itamar were there. Now they're going to sit on the left. So of the three quote unquote Talmidim, the greatest one should be now on the right side. From such a Rebbe with there will be a much greater chance of absorbing it. Filahachi Shama Dalpami heard it four times. So Rekiva says Laharas upon him. Lamdai lost his time with the word of B'chol Shayucha. You have to explain it as best as you can. Lamri Kach Shamati. This is what I learned. Havenatza Hatam Ayatzucha. Figure it out yourself. Psha. So the more he was lost on the Marla Panim, he would explain why. Which you teach him, you have to put it fully in front of them. Let Aaron come in and learn four times in Moshe, then turn around, teach his sons four times. So the Moshe, they should learn from Moshe. What about the story? The people traveling, it says you put the greater of the Talmidim on the right. So over here we see the Chachamim say you put Aaron on the left. They answer him, when he's only him, he'll only sit on the left. The other Ayelu, Enoch, when they come in afterwards. So it's a tircha to move him to the right. Dalame Zimni. Kopirka Mikama de Ligmer. You teach it to him 400 times until he was totally gomered, so he was able to totally learn it. Bayua repray to the Mils of the Mitzvah. They need repair for Mils of the Mitzvah. So Nova Bas Kova Omar, the repray to, he said to repray to, what would you like? Okay. Stocks to Gemara.
What's the Ligmar that you?
No, to learn.
The legal mayor. Before the student to prepare his
right, you'd have to do it for a time to be able to absorb to learn it. Okay, Omer of Kista, five lines from the bottom, end of the line. Omer of Kista, Ein Torah Niknas b'Simonim. Torah is acquired through having Simonim, having. Ways of reminding yourself. Shenemar sima b'fiyam, I'll take your sima ela simana. The way you place it in your mouth is by making simanim. So like we have, we have sometimes the Siman and the Gemara, but the idea of creating units for yourself, of creating, you put into a picture that type of the thing that you know, a framework, that's how you're a creditor. Shema Rav Techlifa Mimer Rav, Rav Techlifa heard this statement of Rav Chista. So also Omer Kameder Ravo, he told Ravo this statement. The Rav Chista says, Omer Atun Mihasim Mestisalot. He says, like talking to the not directly talking about anything, you Rav Chista, you learn from there. And though Mihacham Mestisalot, I have a different pasuk which teaches me the same idea. As it says, "Hatzibu lecha tziyunim, simu lecha asu tziyunim l'tar." Make a tziyun, a marker for Torah. My master, the tziyun lishna the simon. Where do you say the word tziyun means a simon, a marker? So the pasuk says, "Yecheskel, we just laid it." So after Bechemas Goig, they would remove, they would bury all the bodies. Now there's people who go out and they found any bones, they put a marker there to indicate they have to bury, and the burial people would come afterwards and bury. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Mehocha. Elazar.
Yeah.
It's a Elazar, it should be the Amar. Elazar says Mehocha. But says Amar Lechochma Achosiyat. You should be able to say to Chochma that you're my sister. Then it's a Moedah Labina Tikra. So I say Moedahim the Torah. Make the ways to make the Torah known, to make Simanim. Rabbi Amr, I say Moedahim the Torah. You should make sure you have designated times that the children, the Tamil, will be able to come and learn. Don't just focus on learning it yourself. Sirashi. No, okay. Lahino the Omer Avdimi Barchama Bardoisa. Rebbe Avdimi. Okay. My Dixiv Lebe Shemaim He Lebe Emer Layom He. It's not B'Shemayim that you have to. So he's saying the fact that we're asking you to make all these different ways of remembering it and figuring it out, you can't just like, I'll just memorize everything. No, you have to make simonim, you have to make rules and frameworks, etc. B'Shemayim, he means Shem B'Shemayim, he had to tzarek lalos achara. The pasuk saying you'd have to go after it. So yeah, you have to, there's an effort involved. You're gonna schlep there. Okay. Rava Omar, a different trust in the pasuk. Loibeshemayim, he means loisimotze Torah. You're not gonna find Torah, but mishemayim bia daitoi aleha keshemayim. He looks at himself haughtily as if he's up in the shemayim. Well, tipsa b'mishem markiv daitoi aleha kayom, that he feels expansive. He's busy trying to pamper himself, like expansively, like the liam. Rechamer lo b'shemayim. He lo b'tinsa gassia ruach. It's also the same lo b'shemayim. People who are hold themselves high, and lo meir b'liam. He people who are going out traveling into the yam. People are involved in business. They're not going to be successful.
We had the story of Rabbi Yochanan now. With his, it was he and his chaver.
Ilfo. Yeah. He gave up his properties. Like more. Yeah. Which more are you referring to? The fact that they heard that they should leave the business and go back to learn? That Gemara? He became a Shishiba then?
That
That's the one time.
It's probably more Tannis, but I think Ilfa comes back and he goes on top of the ship or something like that and says, you know, if you you know, ask me a question that I don't know, I'll jump off or something.
Right. But there's another Gemara which is he was traveling with one of his Talmidim and he passed by a field and he says, I sold the field for the Hebrew Talmud Torah. And the same thing happened again and again. So he's left, says, what do you have left over? So he says, he makes indications for the different statements that you've learned. So in a chachamim kederashi esh b'shas, the tassim girsa the samaneha befihem. What is he doing over here? That's end of a deeper. Fine. Then there's a new sima girsa b'samaneha befihem. Sima, you should learn it and then place it in your mouth by making siman. They should know when to come to learn. Okay. You have to make effort of calculations of how to figure it out. That's his point. He's saying, I don't care how difficult it is, you got to do it. Sechronim is Makazim Vayoris. So, in other words, what's the difference in a Secher and a Tagger? They're both middlemen. So, Rashi says, a Secher is he does this by going around to the cities and offering, buying up items and then reselling them. Tagorim is Be'irin B'Makaiman, Elanira V'Elanira Kedamaliyah. He doesn't go out publicly, you know, from place to place. Rather, he stays where he is. But rather, it's in the near of and near. Like, he's not busy going out there trying to find himself, be seen publicly. I mean, he's out there traveling to get his pernos. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Back to so much for the Gaddic interlude. Now let's go back to Erevin. Ketzim Avrin is Orim. So we're going to make the. Our mission says there's dinner. We add an Eber, which means we extend the city, as it were. So how does that work? So, Arucha Kamashihi, they have a city which is square and long. So you start with the city as is, and you move to, you count to Tazanamas in each direction, and then you make a big square. But Agula, if the city is round, first thing you do is you make, before you start counting the Tchum, you first make a square. That's the picture in the Rashi over there with the circle inside of the square. So you count 2,000 amas from the square, not from the circle. Murbas, it's obvious Murbas, you make a square with corners. A Gula Oysen is obvious. Murbas, if the city is square, in Oysen Lo Zavis, you don't make corners for it. It has corners. So we're going to say, what's the chiddush of that?
What would it be if it's not by the sides of the compass are not? It's a diamond shape. So the northernmost point is the tip of the city. So maybe I would think that we sort of make a square around the diamond to give him a northern, a full northern border point and a full southern point. We don't do that. So,
to answer, what do they do with the diamond?
You measure 2,000 amas from the diamond. You're not merabeil the ribu shalolim.
first.
Assuming you know exactly which is north, and which is south, and which is east and west. Because otherwise the diamond is a square.
It is a square, as I say, but we don't take, we don't redo it based on having a full northern side. Well, no, so then it's like, so the diamond is a square, so you make your square around it. It'll, so on the point of the compass, it'll look like a diamond, but if you don't, if you turn your head sideways, it looks straight. So the city wasn't even, and one side of the city was wider than the other side of the city, which was more narrow. That's the picture in Rashi. So you see that one side of the city inside is larger, is longer than the other side. So what do you do in that situation? We first extend the city as if it was the wide side is the defining boundary of the city. We make so you're going to include before you make the tchum an area which is not populated. That's calculated into the sin of Ibur. Hoyabayas echad yotze kmin pogum. So if you have that was like, you know, you had the whole city was wider on one side and more narrow on the other side. What would be if the whole city is straight? But over here there's like one house which sticks out. So we're going to draw the line based on that one house. So the whole city is like this, there's one house like this. We don't draw the line here, we draw the line here because that house extended the city. One worse is that's true with one house, true with two houses. The worse is like, well, obviously, if one house does it, two houses sure should do it. That's the worst gosh later on. Right, and kill a chut masuach aleyet. Why did mina no halon? So you look as if there's a. So we look at it as if there's a rope which extends straight from that, and then we measure from there alpayim am, the 2,000 amas. If the city was a half circle, but it was like a strip, you have the picture of the Rashi over there. The keshes is the bow. So the bow, then there's the space between the bow part of it and where the string is. So it's just the bow. So the city was like this. Strip row of houses, and there's nothing in the middle. Akimin Gam, or the city was like a. There's a picture in Rashi. It's a Gam is like an L, an upside down L. The Rashi has it. So the city went like this. So there's this area in the middle, which is. So what do you do in that situation? Roinos Kilo Himalaya Batin the Chatzeris. Where did Mimedal Halon Apai Mama? So you look as if the area in the area which is not populated in the middle, which is within the, it's surrounded by city on two sides. That area is looked as if it's full. You measure 2,000 amas from that imaginary line where the houses should have been. Okay, so that's the Bryce. Let's hold it here.